Erev Shabbos, everybody. Parshas Bechukosai tomorrow. There's something in the Ramban in Bechukosai that clearly the Ramban had worked through over many years, and he makes reference to it both in his Perush to Bechukosai as well as in a number of his other Svarim, specifically in Sefer HaGeula. Ramban wrote something called Sefer HaGeula to Chazik the Emuna in the ultimate redemption, and he also has it in one of his Svarim called Torah Hashem Tmima, which was a sicha that he gave to the shul in Barcelona, I believe. It was maybe after the debate in the Kuach, and it was soon after that he made Aliyah, so it was toward the end of his life. And he has some wonderful Yesodos there on Hashkafa and Emunah. And there also, it's actually not originally printed in the manuscript that was published by Rav Chevel, but it did appear in some other editions, and more recently, Rabbi Sperka from Detroit put out an edition of Torah Hashem Tmima, and you have it over there as well. Anyway, what I'm referring to is the Ramban feels that the two tochachas in the Torah, in Bechukosai and Kisavo, correspond to the Golus of Bavel in the wake of Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Golus that we're in today, Golus Edom, that took place as a result of Churban Bayis Sheni. And it's interesting to look at the Ramban and see how he develops the idea. You know, it's interesting when you read the Tochacha in Shul, you don't really have a chance to really be noticing the psukim, the details. The minig is, of course, to read it quickly and to read it low. And b'chal, we don't always pay much attention to this, the nuances in Chumash, but alachas kam v'kama the tochacha. I think I remember seeing that the Chavetz Chaim writes, in brought down Chavetz Chaim al Torah, that it's like a person would be driving with their eyes closed because they don't want to hit any potholes, and they want to see the potholes and feel it. So it's ridiculous, because if there are dangers, you have to be aware of it. So the Torah writes Tochacha is a reason for it. We should pay attention to it and not ignore it and not do it quickly. It's also interesting. I'll make reference to this sefer a little bit later. I came across a sefer called Higoyon HaNefesh by Rav Avram Rav Chia. This is someone who lived at the end of the, I think, in the 10th century, 10th or 11th century, and he was known as an astronomer and other things as well. One of his svarim was called Higoyon HaNefesh, and he discusses the Tochacha in the end of Amud Harvi, and he mentions already then how people had the minhag to rush through it. And he says, you know why it's not a good minhag? Because to the contrary, everything that's recorded here was already. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. It's a different angle than the Chavetz Chaim. I'll read for you a couple of lines here. He says, Ani tama mehanashim sheim misatzvim v'korom hatochachos ha'ela. They're sad. They mimaharim likro osam v'chipazon u'v'ahola. Again, we're talking about the time of the Rishonim. Ki igu hudava kasha u'marhivim lo u'mfachadim imenu. And he continues, he says, V'ani eini motzi l'maseyam ze tam. V'fi she'anu yodim, kol ha'yisurim ha'ele, kvar avru aleinu, v'savalnu al sam v'rachim yishamayim. V'ein minag b'nei adam l'fached midover she'over alav. Okay, Nebuch, you know, the trail of Jewish blood after what he wrote this. But Maisa, that's his approach. V'boteach she'eno chozer alav pam she'enis k'she'anu maminim u'botchim. But anyway, you know, there's a story told in Europe. They used to give a particular person the tochacha because nobody wanted to take that aliyah. There's also a minhag somehow not to call up the person by name. So if they give the aliyah, they give it sometimes to the balkore, or they give it to the gabbai. So in Europe, they used to have this person who they pay him a few dollars, you know, and he would get the aliyah because nobody wanted it. Anyway, so there were many shuls in town, and there's one particular shul, it's time to read the Tochacha, and they're almost up to the Aliyah, and meanwhile the person hasn't shown up yet. and they're waiting, and they don't know what to do because nobody else is going to get up there and get the aliyah. So they're waiting, and the mamish about to start, they're practically up to it. Suddenly, the door opens, and this person finally walks in, out of breath, and wow, they look at him and say, what happened? So he says, from one tochacha, you can make a living. He was going around to all of the shows. So yeah, till he got to this shows. Anyway, I'll cope on it. It's back there's Torahi, the Lomadan Rusvichin, and the Ramban took a lot of time out to understand the specific pshatim of what the Torah is referring to. That's what we're going to try to focus on today. The difference between the Tochacha in Parashas Vechukosai and the Parashas Kisavo. Now, we already saw last week, let's remind ourselves, the significance of the Tochacha and Parashas Vechukosai, just remind ourselves from last time. Ramban understands what you have over here is an addendum to the Bris of Sinai. The Bris of Sinai, as you know, that did not contain all of the clothes, and then you had the Chet HaEgel, and it was Ki'ilu, the Bris was nispatel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Hashem needed was that there be a Bris, that a Bris Chadasha, which really is not completely new, but it's a way of strengthening the old Bris, and it's a way of us creating more of accountability, that everyone should hear the terms, and that's what Tzchava Onesh is doing over here in Parashas Vechukosai. Moshe Rabbeinu had this tzivui from the last time he was at Har Sinai that he had to communicate this to Klal Yisrael. He didn't do it until, more or less, chronologically, where we are in Chumash. That's why we have these Parashas Vechukosai where they are. Sometime after Hashem communicated all the mitzvahs and Parashas Vayikra and on, Sefer Vayikra, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a chance to tell all this to Aaron Ubanav of Bnei Yisrael. Sometime after that, presumably somewhere before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which opens Sefer Bamidbar, we had some question last week at the end of this year, was it before the anniversary of Karban Pesach, the second year, or was it after? In any event, sometime before Rosh Chodesh Iyar is when this actually was communicated, so the Torah is giving us Hashem telling Moshe about it. But Moshe Rabbeinu actually fulfilled his tzivui of conveying this to Klal Yisrael sometime around where we are in Chumash. Okay. And that's where the emphasis being Hashem gave it, Beino Bein Bnei Yisrael, this is Hashem's terms for the continuation of the Bris. Okay, now let us take a look at some of the way the Ramban develops the difference between the Bris over here and the Bris of Kisavo. That was also in some way a reenacting of a Bris. That's for a separate discussion. Says the Ramban, the Davar Havein. You should understand. I remind everybody. You'll see the same points the Ramban makes over here in at least two other places in his Svarim, Torah Seshem Tmima, and in the Sefer Ha-Geula. So we're going to read it from here, from Parashas Vechukosai. The Davar Havein. Ki Olo Se'ele Yirmizu Lugois Risho. Ki Bayis HaRishon HaYukol Dibri HaBris HaZos HaGolus VaGu'ula Mimenu. So if you look at what we have described in Pesukim here, you'll see very many references that are wholly appropriate for Bayis Rishon period and not really appropriate for Bayis Sheni. Let's see. Shekein Tira B'Tochachos Sha'amar Ve'im Bechukosai Tim Asu Imis Mishpatai Tig Al Nafshechem. So we're talking about major breakdown, major violations, complete abandonment of Torah. Now, of course, what the Ramban is saying here is that's what you had in the period of Bayis Rishon, when you had, of course, the two kingdoms, and the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael, were completely divorced from Torah. In terms of Shemiras HaMitzvahs, maybe they had some sense of the Torah being a symbol of some kind. Even Achav, he says he was Machabi the Torah. But Lamaisa, Avodah Zarah was rampant. And in that respect, there was a La'afrachem Esbrisi. V'yizkid b'hem b'mos v'chamonim v'gilulim. And if you look again, it's kedai to have the Chumash with you so you can see the Pesukim the Ramban is obviously making reference to. So if you take a look, mm-hmm. the reference here, he has this Vishmarti es b'moseichem. Where is the pasuk exactly? Vishmarti es b'moseichem. Lamed pasuk lamed. Yeah, so further on. Vichvati es chamoneichem. So in this pasuk itself, there are references to bamos. You all know that bamos were, anyone who's learned Sefer Melachim, right? The bamos were always the thing that they were involved in, and they were doing it for all kinds of things, not just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Avodah Zarah, but the bamos were all over. Chamanechem are also types of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says it was a type of bazaar that they put on the roofs and they, for the sun, under the sun. That's why it was called Chama Nechem, like the Chama. And then it says, Pigrei Giluechem, your carcasses on that of the idols. Again, so talking about idols, idolatry. Kihayu of the Avodas Kachavim, the Osim Kol Haraos. Again, the Chazal say, Gimel Averis, right? Gimel Averis, Gimel Averis, Gimel Averis, this is all by Smishon. That's being described. Vahusha Amar, and this is why it says further, Vahashimosi es Mikdashechem, Velo Ariach Bereach Nichochachem. So it talks about the Beis HaMikdash becoming desolate, the Shechina not resting there, and Hashem will not Mekabel Beratzon the Karbanos. All this is most apropos for Bayis Rishon, which of course was the Bayis that had the full measure of Ashrayas HaShechina. Yasra behem l'salk behem mikdashel v'kibor kabanos shahayu l'ratzen lo b'mikdash ha'hu. It's true there was a Bayis Sheni, but Bayis Sheni, we know, lacked many things, and the whole level of Ashrayas HaShechina was compromised in Bayis Sheni. And therefore, when Pesukim referred to the Hashem not accepting the Karbanos and abandoning the Mikdash, of course that would be a reference to Bayis Rishon. Further, also what does it say? The Ha'onshim Aleihem, the various punishments that are mentioned here, Cherev. Okay, Cherev is where? Pasuk Chaf Hei. Ve'hevesi Aleichem Cherev. L'chayara. Chayra is earlier. V'shlachti b'chem es chayas hasadeh. Now where is yes chayra, right? The dever the rav. That's in chavav. V'achaltem v'osisbau. Or earlier pasuk chafei v'shlachti dever b'sochechem. So again, dever, cherev, rav. The goal is the self. So all this, ki koza hayasham, kashabab beferush b'sefer Yirmiyahu. So Yirmiyahu describes the events of the Churban Bayis Rishon, and all of this is what's being referred to here in Bechu Kosai. Now, another proof is as follows. Ba'amar begolus. Now it says in Lamidal Lamid Hei, Oz tirtzar seshab soseha. Now if you did not observe Shemitah, and therefore, when you will be driven out of the land will finally rest, because it didn't rest under you. So again, what are we dealing with? The years of Golus Bavel, as Rashi does the Cheshbon for us, that the years of the Golus Bavel were corresponding to the amount of Shemitos that they did not observe. So again, we're talking about Golus Bavel. Va'amar b'Golus. Arts Tirzar Shabsel Kol Yimei Shama Tishbos Eis Hashem Lo Shabsa and so on. Shoyu Shnos Hagolus Kishanim Hashabitlo Shmitas. Lechein Amar Hakasa B'Golus Ahu. There's a pasuk in Devarim Yamim referring to the 70 years of Golus Bavel and how they correspond to the years of Shmita abandonment. L'malus Barshem for Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu had prophesied the 70 years. Avratzar Shabsel Kol Yimei Shama Shabsa L'malus Yiv Mishana. In other words. In other words, that was the forewarning, that was the asra, and that was what in fact occurred. Im kain davar barur hu. So So far the Ramban is making his point by focusing on the descriptions here of the Golus. Now the Ramban is going to shift gears and prove it from another vantage point. And that is the way that the Psukim recount the end of the Golus. And again, you have to really, soon we'll see in Kisavo, in the contrast. Where do you find the description of how the Golus will sort of be coming to an end? How does the Torah paint the picture of the Geula from the Golus? And then from that we'll be able to prove what Golus we're talking about. And in order to appreciate this, let's also keep in mind the following. In our parsha, let's go toward the end. Where do you begin to see it? It's wrapping up a little bit. It's kind of coming to a point where we're recognizing that this is because we've abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's a certain recognition, HaKaras HaChet. That starts in Pasuk Mem. Chavav Mem. It says, V'hizvaduas avonam savonav osam. There's going to be a sense of vidui. And then it goes on and says, Alazi kanal avavam ha'arel, Alazi yutzu savonam. So again, there's a sense of hachna, tshuva. V'zachati esprisi Yaakov. Hashem remembers the bris with the avos. The Oretz Yizkor. And again, V'afgam zos diosam b'ritzoy v'hem. Now, V'zachati gam bris v'shonim. Let's compare that to what you find in Kisavo. The Ramban is Mayach there too, hopefully we'll get to it. The Tochacha in Kisavo is obviously longer, twice as long, they say, in terms of the number of kolos, Nemtes and Sadiches kolos. The striking difference that Chazal already pointed out is the Lashon of the Pasuk in Chukosai is I, because Shbaruch is talking. When Moshe is saying it, it's really in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Kisavo, it's always referring to Hashem in third person. So it's interesting. This also is pointed out by the Bein Bachaye in, I think it's in Kisavo actually, where he says it, that because Bayis Rishon, you had the Shekhinah in its fullest glory, that's why the Chukosai, which is corresponding to Golus Bayis Rishon, is written direct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking. Whereas Kisavo, which is referenced to Bayis Sheni and the Golus of Bayis Sheni, where of course the Shekhinah was not as present, therefore you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in third person. In any case, now it isn't the equivalent of a Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov in Kisavo itself. If anything, how does it end? With a kola, the Ein Koneh, Ela Divrei Abris. But the answer is, there's an addendum to the Tochacha of Kisavo. Where's the addendum found? In Nitzavim. Because if you go to Parshas Nitzavim, right after Revi, V'haya, Chiyavavu alecha koa dvarim ha'ela ha'bracha v'akala shenasati lefanecha. So this is, you could say, the equivalent of the Hizvadu es Avonam in our Parsha. It's all contained within the Tochacha itself. Here the addendum says that the Hashemosa Elavavecha, you're going to do tshuva, the Shavtar Hashem Elokecha. So how do you relate the Hizvadu Es Avonam, which is in the Chukosai, and the Shavtar Hashem Elokecha that you find in Nitzavim, which is really the addendum to Tochacha of Kisavo? So notice what the Torah goes on and says in Nitzavim. As a result of that, V'shav Hashem Esvuscha Bichamecha, V'shav Yikibetzcha Mekol Ha'amim, Kibbutz Galios. And Hashem will bring you back to the land. These are visions which are clearly compatible with the visions of the Nevuos of La'asi Lavo, the ultimate redemption. So here's again where the Rabban is going to notice the difference here. That the Bezvadu Savonam in the Chukosai, that's going to be what you find certain personalities doing in Golus Bavel. The Zachati Spisi Yaakov is something, but not the ultimate redemption. When Kal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael, Bimei Ezra, this was not a full Geula, as we all know. Many didn't go up at all, and it wasn't a simple matter. It was bumps along the way until they actually got things started, and then it stopped and started again, and it was not, and even when the Beis Hamikdash was finally finished, it was, as we know, that the Shekhinah did not rest in the same way. So that's not what's described here is not the ultimate Geula, because we're discussing Bayis Rishon. Whereas Kisavo, which discusses Bayis Sheni, and we'll prove it more carefully, Then what the Torah says in the wake of that is a tshuva, a mass tshuva, and the ultimate redemption. Let's see inside. V'tishtakel od b'inyan ha-ge'ula mimenu she'enu mavtiach rak she'yizkor bris avos u'beschira sa'aretz lo she'yimcho avonam b'yisrach atasam v'yosif ahavasam kikedem v'lo she'yasof es nidachehem. What you do not find here, what's conspicuously missing, is a sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu completely forgiving them, and that there's going to be a full reconciliation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ava will return completely, and there'll be kibbutz galios. Rather, what you have is something of a Hashem smiling down at us. Zecharti es bris Yaakov. Ki haya kein balosam mibavel. Because indeed, that's the way it was with Babel, that it wasn't a complete return. It wasn't a mass tshuva. Shelo shavu, rak Yehuda ben Yamin. Question in Gersi here. You have the Leviim imoyim ma'at, some have the Hanilvim elehim ma'at, miksas hashvatim. Anyway, miksas hashvatim shego lebavel. So what do you have? A small percentage, not everybody. Certainly, Aseres Hashvatim did not come back at that point. Yirmiyahu tried in some way to remount them, but you know, they didn't come back. The Shavu Bedalus, it wasn't a return with pride, triumphantly. What was it? It was very not a distinguished feeling. The Shavu Bedalus, Ba'abdus Malchi Paras. So that's number one. It wasn't a triumphant return of the vision of Hashem will bring you back to the land of Moses of Avraham. Further, the Gamgo Amar Sheshuv B'Tshuva Shreim Alefanav doesn't say V'Shavta Hashem Elkecha. What exactly does it say? Rak She'Yizvadu Avonam V'Avon Avosam. That's the pasuk. That's the key pasuk here. V'Yizvadu Es Avonam Es Avon Avosam. There'll be a recognition of Chet. And where do you find that fulfilled in Nach? The Ramban points to a couple of psukim which are very much patterned after the lashon of the pasuk here of the Hizvadu. Umatsinu anshei bayis sheni osim kein. The people of bayis sheni, early bayis sheni period, they were doing this. Kimoshe Hizvada Daniel. Daniel tes psukim hei through ches. Ramban quotes a couple of them. I'll quote you a few more. Chatanu avinu v'shanu maradnu v'sumit v'sasecha u'machenu sarenu l'avuseinu. That's one pasuk. And the Ramban quotes further. Kibachata'enu u'vavonu savuseinu shalem v'amchal cherpa. If you look there, it's kedai, I'll read you a couple more pasukim. Daniel. Says as follows in Perek Tes in Pasuk Dal. Ve'espalo Hashem Elokai ve'esvadeh. Ve'omra ana Hashem hakel hagado hanora. He left al gibor. Shomer bistachesed olav shomitzvosav. Chatanu. This is what Rabban quotes first. Chatanu ve'avinu hirshanu maradnu. Besor mimitzvosecha umimishpatecha. Now what you have continuing, the Rabban did not quote the next pasuk. V'lo shamanu avadecha neviim asher dibru b'shmecha emlocheinu sareinu v'avoseinu v'elko amaretz l'cha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshes apanim. Sounds familiar, right? We have this in our tachnu. Kayom hazeh l'ish yudo yishvayim k'cho yisrael k'fom merchogim chavretzos asher yidachtim sham Hashem l'anu boshes apanim l'mlocheinu l'sareinu v'avoseinu asher chatanu lach l'Hashem elkeinu horachanin v'asrichos ki maradnu bo. So this is a fulfillment of the Hizvadu es Avonu v'Savon Avos. That's one reference. Continues Ramban, V'chein Nechemya Hizvada, Nechemya, Perek Aleph, Sukkim Hei, 3 Yud Aleph. So what do you have in Nechemya? Okay, so here, are we a few psukim from Nehemiah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vahi Kishami, Sadvarim Ha'ele. He heard about the news and what was happening in Eretz Yisrael, the difficulties, the walls were not getting built, and he says he's. Again, he is a gibor. Show me a risva chesed. That was the Gemara in Yuma, you know, right? That they left that gibor because ayik v'rosa. And the Gemara says that Ashkenaz Hagdola were called Ashkenaz Hagdola. Why are they called Gedola? Because they were machzir Torah liyoshna, that they reinserted what? The toar, the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gibor, because heinein v'rosa, that fact that we can survive under such circumstances. It's a very important idea. Tehi na aznecha kasheves ve'inecha psuchos l'shmot p'yos avdecha shenochi mispar l'fnecha yom v'lai l'bnei Yisrael avdecha misvade u'misvade al chatos b'nei Yisrael shechatanu lach ani u'beis abi chatanu. There you have it. Chavor chavarnu lach v'ru shamanu esan mitzvah sesach chukim v'smishpatim v'shet tzivis v'smosh avdacha z'chona sadov v'shet tzivis v'smosh avdacha l'imor atem timu lo nichap avit v'shem ba'amim v'shavtim lo ashpatim mitzvah sev asisim lo sam yen nidach hachem tziyah shemoyim, and so on. So basically you have vidui of Daniel, you have the vidui of Nehemiah. Further the Ramban says the Ezra Amar, and this is in Tess, Nehemiah Tess, Malkeinu sereinu kohaninu v'vsenu lo'asu teresacha. Yeah, so let me read a pasuk or two before that, again for the context. Ve'ata is the pasuk Lamed Beis, two pasukim earlier. Ve'ata Elokeinu Hakel Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora. Here, interesting, you have three references, all three. I don't know why. Shomar Bisva Chesed. Yeah, it's interesting. Very similar, but here you have all three descriptions. Al Yimat Lefanecha is called Tula Shem Tzu'asnu Mocheinu L'Sareinu L'Chonenu V'Nevi'enu V'Vaseinu L'Chonamecha Mimei Malchi Ashur Adi Yamazeh V'Atot Tzadik. Al kol abo aleinu kemes l'sisa v'nachni rishon. Where does that come from? Where do we find that in our magzer? V'tot tzadik al kol abo aleinu kemes l'sisa v'nachni rishon. Right? In the vidui, right? Right? Right after the Hashamnu? Or before the Hashamnu? Right before we say Hashamnu, right? Right before the Hashamnu. So now you know. It's in Nehemiah Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Remember for Yom Nuram season, right? So you see, it's not just a passing thing that you find a pasuk here or there. This is a consistent theme regarding the Tkufa Bais Sheni. You see the main leaders of Bais Sheni, period, Daniel, Nehemiah, Ezra, they are being misvada. Where did they get the inspiration to do vidui? They looked in Chumash, Parshas Bechukosai, and the pasukim basically tell us. Suddenly the pasuk comes alive. When you know Nach, you look at the Chumash, you recognize a direct line between the pasuk in the Chukosai and the various pasukim in Nach. Hare, ki kulam lamdu min ha-Torah. They saw history unfold in front of their eyes, and then they said, so what's the calling for us? The calling for us is to make a public vidui. Ki kulam lamdu min ha-Torah, she yisvadu avonam v'avon avosam. This is the Chukosai. What's the contrast? Mishnah Torah, Remes, and Galusenu Zeh. Based on the psukim that you see there, by the describing the Galus, the events of the Tocha itself, the Geula Shenegam Imenu, and the redemption from that. Let's take a look. Why? Ki istakanu tchila, number one, shilo nirmaz sham ketz, the ketzev, it doesn't say there's going to be an end. Here there was a 70-year period that was decreed, and it's going to come to an end. It's going to be Zachartis Bis Yaakov, it'll be Bezvadu, fine. There it doesn't, it leaves it very much in the dark. It doesn't say that the end is coming. It doesn't build into the Tochacha the point where it's going to end. There's an addendum. The Tochacha ends seemingly in Koneh, more and more and more and more and more, and this leaves you hanging. Ego de Viabris. And then the Torah has this addendum in its oven. When this will happen, it's going to be v'shavta shemel kecha, which means that the Golus did not have a set amount of time where it was decreed, this is the amount of time of the Golos. It isn't that way. There's maybe a case of Geula, but that's not built into the Golos, that there's going to be a sentence the next number of years. There's a case of Geula, and there's also the tshuva that ultimately can make it happen at any time, the Achishena, as we know, the Ita Achishena. So therefore, it's not built into the Tochacha Pasuk of the Geula. V'lohivskir, that's number one. V'lohivtiach b'geula rak togos ha'betshuva. V'lohivskir ba'averos ha'hem. In the averos that are described in Parshas Kisavo, what you don't really see there is the averos of Avodah Zarah. V'lohivskir ba'averos. Now, it's kedai, everybody, if you have your chumashim, let's turn to Parshas Kisavo, and you'll see again some of the psukim the Rabban is about to reference over there, in contrast to our parasha. How does it begin? How does it mention that the Tochan begins? V'haya, im lo shishma, this is in Perek Chav Chesed Dvar, in Pesek Tazvav, v'kol shem ukecha lishmor la'asos es kol mitzvah savach u'kosav. How does Hashem ochim savach ha'yom? How does that differ from Bechukosai in the beginning Pasuk? What were the striking words that you have in Bechukosai in the beginning of the Tochacha? Lo shishmu li wasasu m'chukosai tim asu. An utter rejection of mitzvahs. Mishpatai tigal nafshechem, to be disgusted by the mitzvahs. Revilti asos es kol mitzvosai, that you are violating the entire corpus of mitzvahs. Lahafrechem es brisi, bayis vishem. Bayis sheni, not as strong. What is the lashon of the pasuk? Lo sishma v'koshem v'kecha, lishma lasos es kol mitzvosav, says kol, but meaning not that you don't do any of the mitzvahs. You don't do all the mitzvahs. There are select mitzvahs that they will relax in. And there was in Aschinam, of course, as we know. There's no Afrika Mesbrisi. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, they were Osik Torah of the mitzvahs. So that's why the Pasuk, the very beginning of the Tochav Kisavo, is very revealing, that we're not dealing with the situation of a total abandonment. Habris Shev Mishnah Torah. So, no reference to idols. In other words, there doesn't mean you don't learn keep any of the mitzvahs. You don't keep all the mitzvahs. Yeyansh. Shekach haya b'bayis sheni k'mo she'amud moran yuma daftes shebayis vishon b'pnei machora because of avodzara yuras fichas damin b'bayis sheni shanu b'kiyim b'hem w'kwal p'ed awir she'oskim b'torah g'milas chasadim b'pnei machora b'pnei sinas chinam shahaysa b'neihem. So that's again why the pasuk itself is indicating that we're talking about b'bayis sheni. On further point, the Hebrew man is trying to really make the point very clear. No mention of the Beis HaMikdash, because that was not as much of a blow in the same way, because even though of course it was a blow, but the point is, from the perspective of the Hashroyas HaShechina, it doesn't emphasize it as a separate onesh directly, explicitly, in the way that it does in Tochacha B'chukosai, because it didn't have the same level. It was not Reach Nichoach in the sense that we refer to here, to mean the Ratzon and the Shechina. Shelo Haisa Eish Yoredes. There was no Neis at the Eish Kingdom in Hashemayim. Ve'ocheles HaKarbanos on its own B'Bayis Sheni. Kmo She'idu Rabbisrim Seches Yuma. Another interesting proof, when it talks about the specific nature of the enemy, that Hashem will spring on you, so look at how the Torah describes in Parshas Kisavo. Where is he coming from and what are his descriptions? What is his nature? Look at the pasuk that he's about to quote. Yisa Hashem alecha chavches memtes. Yisa Hashem alecha goy meirachok mikzei ha'aretz. A nation from distant place. He's going to be brought kasha yide anasha, like the eagle would fly and bring. That's how he'll come. Goy shalos yishma l'shono, you don't recognize his tongue. Goyas panim, a cruel nation, who have no compassion. Who's being referred to here? So here are the choices. Either it's Babel or it's Rome. Ramban says the description of Psukim matched more Rome than Babel. Why? Shebalem am Rome miharachokim me'od. Babel is a neighbor, not too far away. Rome is further, distant. Va'amar sham el goy asher lo yadata. Pasagam midvav over there. Hashem will take you and your king. Asher tokim alecha. We'll see he's referring here to Agrippas, the last king of. Those are the choices. It either means the last king of the chain of one of the kings toward the end of Bayis Rishon, whether it be Yoyakim or Yechanya or Tekiyahu. But the other possibility Ramban is going to go with is referring to Agrippas. And that's what it says, Asher Tokim Lecha, we'll see. El Goy Asher Lo Yadata, Tavav Osecha. What nation don't you know? Babel. They have kinship in Babel. The roots of Avram Avinu were Tavav Osecha, Lo Yadata, Tavav Osecha. Babel, we have roots in Babel. The answer is Rome. The Nilcham Behem Tamid seemingly is more Ashur than Babel. I don't think there were wars with Babel until now. Babel became a world empire, and then next thing you knew, he of course descended upon Avon B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and so on. But the wars you don't really have before. But with Ashur, of course, you had wars. The Yichus Yisrael Misham Haya, the Yodim was shown up. In other words, the language was common. Kenishin Emar, Pasukim Melachim Beis, Dabino El Abdacha Ramis, Kishomim Manachnu. So they spoke Aramaic. The Chain, another Pasuk in Kisavu that shows that we're talking about the Golus of Vaisheni. The Fitzcha Hashem, Becholo Amin, Nikseyar Taksiyar, total, complete dispersion. So what is that? Bayis Sheni. Because after Bayis Rishon, so you have the remnant that were exiled after Bayis Rishon was destroyed was the Babel. That was it. You had some that went to Mitzrayim. You have it. The Ramban learns that the Pasuk referring to Mitzrayim, though, in Kisavo is not Bayis Rishon. It's going to refer to Bayis Sheni. But you don't have this dispersion across the world. You did have the Aseres HaShvatim that were deposited, you know, the other side of River Sabbatyon. But the description here is, again, the Fitzcha Hashem, the Chol Ha'amin, Pasuk Samach Dalet there, Mikseya Arta Kseya Aretz, that's not Bayis Rishon, that's Chol Ha'amin. Who goes in Ha'yom, that we are dispersed all over the world. Shem Fuzar Misofa Masofa. Ba'amar, now the Pasuk about Mitzrayim. Ba'amar, the last Pasuk there, Be'eshiv HaShem Mitzrayim Ba'aniyos, when did this occur? We go saying Zehaya. Shemilei Titus Mehem Sfinos Lechen Kasim Sefer Romiyim. So in whichever book he's referring to, historic, or I don't know if it's Josephus maybe, that the Romans sent shiploads of Jews to Egypt. Vechei Ma Sheomer Sham Banecha Uvnosecha Nesunim Amachet Beinecha Ro'os. So this is in Pasuk Lamed Beis over there. That you, the parents, are in Eretz Yisrael, and the children are taken captive, chas v'shalom, kidnapped. So what is that referring to? Banim u'banos tolim u'yiloch kilchol v'shevi. Similarly, it says that the children will be taken captive. So einenu ha'golos shego avos u'banim. What happened to Bayis Rishon? Everybody was. What was left in Eretz Yisrael? Except, okay, you had the small remnant until Gedaliah ben Achikam was destroyed. But then after that was finished, there was nobody here. It was desolate. The Gemara says that there was no bird chirping for 52 years. In other words, the entire land was emptied. This is not the parents are going to see the children going into exile. This is, therefore, the events that are described in Kisavo, where it says that your children will be taken away, that means that it was something else. The parents were still in Eretz Yisrael. They were still a vassal of Rome. The country was controlled by Rome, and they kept Jews in the land post the Churban, but the there was all kinds of dislocation, and the children were taken to captivity. Yes.
Is this in reference to the Gemara in Gittin, when you had the pairs of boys and girls who jumped off the ship?
Could very well be that was like, right, exactly perfect. Right. In other words, you had the parents were basically in Eretz Yisrael, and the children were taken up. Yeah. That's just an example. It shows that was what was going on. So enenu hagolus yego havos ubanim rakashiyahu ubanim levadam. Right, the children. The ha'av, we are the parents, nish'arim ba'aretz. V'lo nemar kein b'bris harishon. Why? Mipnei shegalu galus shleima. Because there the galus was, again, the land became uninhabited. Again, there was a little bit of time because you had still Gedalia. But again, once that was the last ember that was put out, the land was desolate. They continued to rule the lokim avanim avanos, their tzona. That way they had total control. Another pasuk in Kisavu, the avarta say vecha sheshachenu Hashem bach v'ra'av u'betzama. So you're going to serve the enemy out of a state of starvation. He avuduseinu shavadu harumim be'artseinu. That doesn't mean out of Eretz Yisrael. That means that they are in control and we are in Eretz Yisrael, but we're acting like slaves. V'sareya moshim ba'aretz. U'machbid, these are like, for example, post-Korban, you have Hadrianic persecutions. In other words, the Caesars that were after Titus, they basically continued to make problems for the B'nai's, for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. This is a different type of description of Golus than description of the Golus of Bais Rishon, which was, again, the entire country was taken. Look, there were different phases. You had Eseret HaShvatim, you had, you know, and then you had the Yehuda Binyamin, then you had with Gedalia, but basically, phase by phase, it was emptying, getting everybody evicted from the land. The land expelled them, if you will. The vehicle was Bavel, Ashur, Bavel. Whereas in Rome, it was something else. They were controlling us even afterwards while we lived there. The Sarei Moshe Ba'arts Machbitim Aleinu Ol Kabe V'lokim Gufeinu Mamameinu Kasher Yodua B'Svar. The Od Raya, another proof of this, Sha'amar. This is the pasuk there that stands out about the king. Yorich Hashem Moschon Esmakach Shetokam Alecha Goy Shalidata Tov Avosecha. So what king are we referring to? So in Bais Sheni, you had the whole line of the Chashmonaim who reigned. And the last king, and you have references to him in Chazal, and in Mishnais, in Bikurim, other places, Agrippas. Now, Agrippas HaMelech was somebody who should not have been made into a king, for separately from the concern of, you know, that the Hashmonaim should not have taken the monarchy, that's a separate discussion. But even in terms of the personal qualifications of Agrippas, he lacked the qualification of Mikar Bachecha, because his mother was Jewish and his father was not. So they tried to machmit him, don't worry. He read Hakel, and he read the Pasuk there, Mikar Vachecha, and he cried, and then they said, don't worry, Achinu Ata, they want to make him feel good, and the Gemara says in Sota that was Hanifa, they were Machuiv Misa, just for saying that, for doing that. But Akopan Magripas HaMelech, what happened at the end of the Tkufa Bais Sheni? Ki Holach Agripas HaMelech B'Sof Bais Sheni L'Romi. He tried to create some sort of a pact, and that led to destruction. That's exactly what the pasuk is saying here. Hashem will take you and the king, El Goy Shelo Yadata. That's Agrippas' visit to Rome. But Omar Akasim, and how the language is so precise, it doesn't say HaMelech Hashem Yimlo Chalecha, the king that will rule, but rather Malkech Hashem Tokim, you will make him your king. You weren't supposed to. He naturally doesn't have the qualifications. Ramaz Lanu. Now, what about the Geula? So in our parasha, you have Zachat Espisa Yaakov. There, it doesn't say anything specifically in the Tochan Kisavo, but you have the addendum in Itzavim. HaGeula B'bis HaHi HaShenis Geula Shreima. It's not like here, Zacharti, a token, the kida of sorts. It's a full measure geula. It's going to be better and more glorious than it ever was. Everybody. What was Shiva Tzion after Golus Bavel? It was a handful. Yehuda, Binyamin, some Levim, a couple of other Shvatim, handful of people. This was the ultimate geula, was Shisha Sa'am, not for a faction of the people. V'sham Yiftiach. And what else is a pasuk that stands out? Yachris v'yichala megalam osana shnei avinasa shemakacha is ka'osa eile. This is all the pasuk in Tzom. Alavecha v'alsinacha sheridafucha. All of these terrible tochachos that I've described will be imposed on oyvecha and sonecha. Who are the two being referred to here? What are oyvecha? What are sonecha? Do you know what he's referring to here? Who does he mean? He means the Christians and the Muslims. That's what he means. Esav and Yishmael. The Ramban in the Vikuach has that point. And you know the famous Gra that really the Shivim Umos break down into two groups, 35 and 35. 35 of the Umos HaOlam are, you could say, nourished from Esav, and 35 are nourished by Yishmael. So they have some Achiza and Kedusha, and that's with Zerah Avram, and that's Esav and Yishmael, corresponding to the Shivim. That's what Chazal say, we're coming to Shavuos soon. Hashem was mounted the Torah on all the nations and asked if they won. They said no. But on the other hand, it says also, it seems to say that Hashem went to Esav. Esav, what is it written? It says, L'sirtzach, not for us. Hashem went to Yishmael, what does it say? They ask, what does it say in the Torah? Well, signal, not for us. So how can it say that Hashem was mounted the Torah and all the Umos? On the other hand, it says that he was mounted in Esav and Yishmael. But the answer is he. Because Esav and Yishmael represent the nations, and all the Umos HaOlam basically are aligned with Esav or Yishmael. Exactly how to do it, who's with who, I don't know. But that's the famous Gra as well, the 35 and the 35, right?
I'm just wondering, even though there's Sarah Abraham,
But in terms of the fact that there's still some shaykhus to Kedusha, the fact is that there is a there is something there. And also, if you go back, we had earlier Shira and we spoke about this issue, that Esav and Yishmael and the nature of the exclusion of both of them, in some respects they maybe still have a shame, Zerah Abraham, I said. Even Esav, Yishmael certainly is Zerah Abraham. Esav might have some din in terms of Harseyer. Anyway, at any event, that's what brought down. So Ramban is saying that's what Ivech and Sonecha. The Elu Dvarim Yachticho Begul Asid Avtocha Shreima Yosem Mikul Chazonos Daniel. Ramban makes this point because, as you know, he wrote a Sefer Geula for this reason. He wanted to mechazik the people that he lived with and make them recognize it's not just a prophecy in Nach. This is in Torah. Just find the psukim with the right eyes, and you'll see that Torah is describing our destiny. And the Ramban does this numerous places in Chumash. For example, in Hazinu he does it. It's Avtocha for us, and other places also in Veschanon. These psukim in the Balak, you can, and the Ramban in Sefer Geula puts it all together. But then, if you can read that, you can go back to the Perush in Chumash and see how he already put it in Alatar, each place in Chumash, that the psukim are talking to us. You don't need to go to the Nevi'im necessarily. You can find, I mean, the Nevi'im are going to support the ideas, but we can ultimately trace it back to Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu already was Mabtiach for the Gula Sida. The Chem Hashem Bekan, the Shomer Oyveichem, that it will be desolate. Kibsu Atovim Vaseres Bechol Golios. Shein Artsin Mekabel Esos Oyveinu. The land did not receive our enemies. The Gamzu Rai Gdol Rav Tochalanu. Kilotim Tzabachol Yishuv Eretz Asher Hitov Rechav Asher Hitzin Hesheves Neolam Bichareva Kamoah. Okay, there's no land in the whole world, civilization, that is so fertile and so wonderful and had been at one time settled, and yet there came a time, and the Ramban is speaking from experience. Again, I don't know when, it was written after he came to Eretz Yisrael, maybe it would make sense because of the famous letter that he wrote. Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life, the last number of years he spent in Akko and Yerushalayim. Not clear if he's buried in Akko or not, 100% clear. But the Ramban wrote a letter where he described the desolation that he saw in Eretz Yisrael when he walked, and he said, "Mikudesh biyosa, mechura biyosa." Famous idea that the more the kedusha, the more you see sometimes the opposite latching on. So you see, it's waiting for us. It's important to keep this in mind with all that's going on in the world today, in the politics. We should understand that there's a certain natural affinity that we have to Eretz Yisrael that no other nation can claim, separate from legal claims. It's not a fit. They won't be able to settle it. It will just bring more churban. And when we are there, we have a way of being productive and making the land sprout and grow. That's the point I alluded to from Ben Bachai before. Hashem brokered it because Hashem was. The Shechina was there in its full glory in Bais Rishon. Okay, what you could do is look in the Ramban Kisavo more, but basically the Yisod is pretty clear. I just want to mention an interesting thing, because I'm convinced Ramban made his case as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you look at the Sukkim, it seems, you know, you have a Kashi here, a Kashi there, you'll resolve it. But it's ironic. Rabbi Shavel brings this in his Miluyim to the second volume, of course, Leitner of Varen. So in the back, people don't always know about this, and it's very interesting. In the back of the Sefer, of the Mosul Rav Kook edition, we have Hashmatus and Miluyim. So if you will look on our Ramban that we just read, it says on page Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel, 523. So he brings an interesting thing. There is a Sefer, I mentioned this early on in this year, called Higayon HaNefesh. I couldn't get to the library. I went to Hebrew Books. It's available on HebrewBooks.org. And that's where I saw it last night and printed a couple pages. Higayon HaNefesh is the Kadmon Rav Avram Bar Chiya. Very say well-rounded, very interesting person living again before the Ramban. Says here, Shechai b'chatzi asheni shalmeya hatshiyas b'lof hachamishi v'yitzira. So you have to, the equivalent I think would be around the 1100s maybe. Anyway, I think he preceded the Ramban. Anyway, he says the exact opposite. The exact opposite. He seems to suggest that the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo is Bayis Rishon, the Chukosa is Bayis Sheni. Now, in the introduction to that Sefer, there's a letter from who knows who Shir was. Shlomo Yehuda HaKohen Rappaport. You don't know? You guys don't know from any of the Jewish history? What?
He's a major historian.
He was a historian. He was one of the famous Maskilim from 100% from, but it was the Kufa Maskilim. His Shver, his father-in-law, was none other than the Ksos HaChoshen. Okay, so in fact, he was the one that first put out the Avi Miluyim. But he dabbled in Get Haskalah. He wrote about the various Gaonim. He was a Rav in Prague. He was a very colorful personality as well. Those who want to read on him, you could look him up. Anyway. But he was obviously, he did a lot of homework in the era of Haskalah. There's a whole school of Maskilim, which is for another time. Anyway, so he wrote something of a letter, a little introduction about this author. And then he discusses, and you can here have quoted some of what he has in Rabbi Shavel's Hashmatus Miluyim. He discusses this machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban Bar Chiya. Which way it goes? Bayis Rishon is the Chukosai, Bayis Sheni is Kisavo, or seemingly maybe the opposite. Although, if you notice, if you look carefully, I don't know if Rabbi Shavel quotes this, but I found this in the actual discussion, there is a Lashon of Ramban Chiya that seems to be contradicting it, that seems to be saying that Mishnah Torah is Bayis Sheni, so he tries to resolve the contradiction. So it's not Pashut. But at first glance, it's Machlokes Min HaKotze El HaKotze. And then Shir, what Shir goes on and does is he says it seems like a Machlokes, and it seems to me that the Ramban might not be right. And he begins to ask a bunch of kashas on the Ramban. And Rabbi Shavel comes to the defense of the Ramban, and he goes through all the kashas that Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport Shir asks on the Ramban, and he resolves the kashas one by one by one, and he ends by saying on the next page, Tuf, Kuf Chav Dalet, Sof, Davar, Divrei, Rabbeinu Ramban, Zav, Shvirin, Vekayamin. So if you want to get a little more into this, you can feel free to go through both from Rav Shavel's edition, and if you want to look up the Sefer, it's available. You can look at the original in Higayon HaNefesh, both on the pages from page Lamed Tes and Mem in the Sefer Higayon HaNefesh. That's on the page of the Sefer. If you had to do a print that from the computer, I don't know what page it would be, but you have to find the page Lamed Tes and Mem. And you can also look in the introduction of Shir on page, 55. Roman numerals, 55, 56, 57, that's in the introduction. Again, more quotations. Chevelle just gives you a couple of sentences from it. Okay, Rabbi Ose, next week is the last shiur, I understand, for the year, so it's Hashem, I'll quote to see you next Friday. Have a good Shabbos.